Have your Bible. Turn with us, James chapter 5. James chapter number 5. We appreciate the Word of God. Amen. James chapter 5, verse number 13. Bible says, is any among you afflicted, let him pray. Is any merry, let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I want to preach on this tonight, if God will be our help, and out of verse 15, where it said, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Amen. The prayer of faith. I want to just look at that for a few minutes tonight. And I've thought about that over the last few weeks. And after actually the last couple months, it seems like it's just constantly, just almost every day, we're getting a phone call and somebody saying, preacher, would you please pray? Or would you have the church to pray? Or would you have your church to pray? And it's just a constant thing that's going, and that's a wonderful thing. Somebody said, well, don't you get tired of answering that phone? I said, no, I don't. I said, because it's just God. I want to help His people. And allowing me to be a help to them. Amen. Praise God. Not that I can do anything, praise God, without Him. But it's a wonderful thing to have you folks that we can call up, praise God, and say, listen, God's got an object here, and we need some help. And call upon Him and seek results. I'm telling you, I appreciate this church. I appreciate each one of you. I appreciate those that pray for the objects that we put out there. I can't do this by myself, praise God, there's no way, no how. But I'm glad that the prayer of faith, it reaches out beyond these walls, and it reaches out beyond this valley, and it reaches out beyond our own homes and our families, and it reaches to those that need a touch of God. And we need a touch of God now, young'uns, like we've never needed it before. And God's a reaching out, and He's a wanting to touch. And if we're wanting that touch, praise God, we'll feel a tug from heaven. Amen. But we're seeing a great time, and we're living in. But I want to say sometimes we need to pray like that. We need to pray like somebody else's life depends upon it. Amen. Because sometimes it does. But I'm glad tonight that God does hear and answer prayer. I'm glad He does. Praise God. You say, preacher, I don't believe that. I believe it's just a coincidence. Well, you get caught up in your unbelief. You want to. But I believe every time we pray, God hears our prayers. And He answers according to His perfect will. Amen. Praise God. Not because we want Him to, because what we do, but because He can, and because it's a part of His will. Yeah, preacher, how do you know that? Because He loves us, because He said He did. Amen. And I want to say we serve a God that can't quit loving us. It's part of His character. It's part of who He is that He loves you and me. I know you're like me. Sometimes you ain't real lovable. Amen. Amen. Some of us don't do mornings. Some of us don't do noons. And some of us don't do nights. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad Jesus loves us anyway. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. He loves us. Praise God. Before we ever thought about loving Him, ere I loved Him, praise God, I know He loved me. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. How do you know? Because He come. The Bible said He died for my sins according to the Scriptures. Praise His holy name. Amen. I'm glad that's my Savior that I serve. James said, if there's any among you afflicted, let him pray. If there's any merry, let him sing psalms. Amen. Just get something to get excited about. Praise the Lord. Is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. Let him pray of them, pray over him, anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. He said, that's the way it's supposed to be done. Amen. Did you hear me tonight? If you're sick, afflicted, praise God, you need some help, you're supposed to call the elders of church. Amen. We're supposed to gather together, get around you, praise God, anoint you with oil, pray in the name of Jesus. And ask God, amen, His healing hand, His power to come down upon you, praise God. We ought to do that. Let me just say something. We ought to do that before we ever go to the doctor's office. Amen. Amen. We ought to do that before we ever consult old Aunt Jane over there who's got all the answers.
Amen. We ought to trust the Lord. Ask God to help us. Amen. Praise God. Ask the men of God, the people of God to come along beside us. Praise God and pray and help us pray about our situation. Amen. It may not be a sickness, but it may be something else that we're having a battle against. It may be that mountain, praise God, it's in our way. That thing that we have to traverse across and try to get around, praise God. We can't do it by ourselves, but we can with God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see a great the prayer of faith, the great need for that prayer of faith. Said, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Amen. I want to say there's a lot of people that's sick in this world. Lots and lots of people that's sick in this world. You say, preacher, you mean a lot of people's disease? No, a lot of people's sin sick. Amen. There's a lot of folks in this world that's sin sick. If we go by the statistics, they said only 52 to 54% of people in America today say that they're born again believers. Amen. That's down from 1990 when they said that 92% or above said that they were born again believers. We can see what's wrong in America today. We can see what's wrong in our homes and our families today. We can see definitely what's wrong in the church because only half the people of the world are born again believers. Amen. You know what took place? You know what happened? Because we didn't show them our faith in Christ Jesus. I let them know how real it is because we believe it. And they just don't know that we believe it. Praise God. Because we don't act like we do. Amen. Praise God. But he says if we'll just be faithful to the Lord and confess our faults one to another. Praise God. He said that you may be healed. He said the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That it's an effective prayer. We're talking about prayer that's effective. A prayer that affects other folks. Let me say this tonight on the authority of the Word of God. Your prayer will never affect somebody else till it affects you. Amen. Amen. But when your prayer begins to affect you, praise God, then it'll begin to affect others. And we begin to get help and we begin to get excited because we begin to realize that what God is able to do. What he wants to do, what he will do if we'll trust him. But there is a great need today. Amen. And we need to pray, praise God, like your life and other lives depend upon it. Because it does. Amen. Praise God. The prayer of faith. Amen. Praise God. The prayer of faith tonight. Let me just give you about seven things real quickly about the prayer of faith. A kind of faith we need, a kind of prayer we need in the day and the hour that we live. Amen. I just want to give you some scripture tonight so you can just take home with you and meditate on it. Praise God. To see how you ought to be praying. Because God Almighty's laid it out for us. If we'll just trust him tonight. I want to say, praise God, he knows exactly where we're at, knows exactly what we need, and he'll meet that need according to his will and his purpose for his glory and for our good. Amen. A prayer of faith, praise God. It rises, praise God, from an uncondemned heart. Amen. It comes out of an uncondemned heart. A heart that's right with God. A heart that's trusting in the Lord. In 1 John chapter number 3, the Bible says this in verse number 20. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Ain't you glad that night? Praise God. If that condemnation, praise God, is a touch in your heart, God is greater than our heart. He knows where we're at and he knows what we need. Praise the Lord. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? Praise God. We may not know what we need when we need it, but I'm glad. And God does. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said in verse 21, he said, beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. Praise God. I'm glad that he said if there's no conviction in us, praise God, because we're living right and we're acting right and we're doing right and we're praying right and we're talking right and we're walking right and we're living right. Praise God. God Almighty gets the glory. He said whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing. Now watch this, that are pleasing in his sight. Amen. Praise God, I want to say the prayer of faith that rises from an uncondemned heart. When our heart is right with God, and praise God, we're a loving on the Lord, and the Lord's a loving on us. Praise God, you get to can't help its own purpose, and you just praise Him and give Him glory. Praise God, you march on with Him because you know you're going. He's going in the right way, and if you're with Him, praise God, you're going in the right way too. Amen. Praise God. I'm good. You know, in the world that we live in, they say there's a good way and there's a bad way, and then there's a, you know, kind of a way in between. And if we'll just, I want to say there's a right way and a wrong way. Praise God. And the only way that we'll ever get hope and peace and joy in our hearts, praise God, only way we'll be able to be pleasing in the sight of God is when we're walking right with Him with an uncondemned heart. I don't know about you. I don't like the chastening hand of God on me. Amen. I don't like it when God begins to convict me and show me. Let me take that back. I love it when God convicts me and shows them away so I can get them right. But I don't like to be in the position where God has to straighten me out. Amen. Brother Robert, I'd rather be in those positions. I'd rather be in that state of mind, a state of heart, and an attitude of in a frame of attitude where I can just praise God and just keep trucking on for God's glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know what happened if we all got in a mindset to just worship God and praise God and to love each other and love Him supremely? This church would fill up to overflowing. People don't know how to get that. They wouldn't know how to act with it. Praise God. They'd be coming from miles around to get in. Amen. Praise the Lord. They see folks that really love the Lord and love each other. And I thank God for what we have. Amen. We love the Lord. We praise God. We love each other. And God makes the difference. Amen. That prayer of faith that rises from an uncondemned heart. A heart with no condemnation. Amen. It makes a difference when there's no condemnation in your heart. When you have that peace and joy with God, knowing that you're doing your best, praise God, to walk right with Him. To talk right with Him. To live right for Him. Amen. I like it that way, don't you? Amen. Praise God. I've said many a time, an old preacher, amen, he can preach it straighter than I can live it, but he can't preach it straighter than I like it. Amen. I like the good straight teachings of the Word of God. Amen. It makes a difference. It helps us, praise God, to do right and to be pleasing to God. The prayer of faith that rises from an uncondemned heart. Not only does it rise from an uncondemned heart, but the prayer of faith recognizes the will of God. Amen. Praise God. A prayer of faith recognizes the will of God. Look at 1 John chapter number 5. 1 John chapter number 5, verse number 12, the Bible says, He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. That's pretty simple, isn't it? Amen. If you've been born again, you've got the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, then you're saved. You've got life. Amen. If you don't have the Son, if you've never been born again, you don't have the Son of God in your heart, then you're dead. You're lost. Pretty simple. A little child could understand it. Blake could understand it. Amen. Praise the Lord. He goes on in verse number 13, says this. Said, These things have I written unto you, that you believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may, now watch this, know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Amen. Praise God. The prayer of faith, praise God, recognizes the will of God. Now look at verse number 14. He said, This is the confidence that we have in Him, who the Son of God. That if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have, at present tense, that we have the petitions that we desire of Him. That's why we can pray, believe, and praise God, that we might receive. Amen. You can't pray just nonchalantly and say, well, maybe God can do this. Amen. It won't ever happen. But praise God, when we pray, believe, and praise the Lord, God will give it to us according to God's will, recognizing, praise God, the will of God. It's the perfect will of God that we believe on Lord Jesus Christ. And it's the perfect will of God that when we ask these things, believing that God will hear and answer our prayers. Amen. He'll give us those things, praise God, that we stand in need of. He'll hear us, praise God, and we'll have a confidence, not in ourselves. I don't have a bit of confidence in me. Amen. Somebody told me one time, said, well, I just don't have no confidence in you. I said, well, bless your heart. That's good. I said, you need to put your confidence in the Lord. Amen. If you put your confidence in me, I'll let you down before the sun goes down. But praise God, if you'll put your confidence in Jesus Christ as your Savior, He'll never let you down. He said, our confidence, praise God, to recognizing the will of God, the prayer of faith is recognizing the will of God in our heart. Amen. In a confidence, praise God, that we have in Him. Not in us, not in mankind, certainly not in our government. They done lost their minds. But praise God, I'm glad we got a God that we can put our confidence in. Amen. He ain't never lost none of His secret documents. Amen. He knows where all His letters are. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Hey, glory. Amen. He ain't lost nothing yet. Praise God. He ain't ever going to. It's a prayer of faith. Praise God. It not only rises from an uncondemned heart, but it recognizes the will of God. Amen. The prayer of faith, praise God, not only rises from an uncondemned heart and recognizes the will of God, but the prayer of faith, it rests upon the promises of Christ. The promises that Christ has made to us. Jesus said this. Well, I like this verse here. It's one of my favorites. Jesus said in John chapter 14:14, He said, if you ask anything in my name. Now this is, in my Bible, Brother Bill, this is written in red writing. That means that Jesus said it. Amen. Amen. Jesus said it, praise the Lord. He said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Amen. Praise God. The rest we can, the prayer of faith rests on the promises of Jesus Christ. He said, if we'll ask Him anything in His name, He said, I will do it. He said, I won't have it done. Praise God. He said, I'll take care of it personally. Amen. Praise the Lord. When you get the chief architect of the universe working on your project, praise God, your project will be taken care of in a satisfactory manner. Amen. Praise God. There'll be no loose ends. There'll be no left nothing untied, nothing undone, praise God. When we ask Jesus Christ, He said, if you ask anything in my name. Amen. That's why we aren't praying. That's why the world gets so mad at us today if we pray in Jesus' name. Because they know when we pray in Jesus' name, something's going to happen. Amen. That's why people will let you pray for them all day long as you don't pray for them in Jesus' name, because it tears them out of frame. Amen. Praise God. But I'm glad, praise God, that the prayer of faith, it rests on the promises of Christ. The promise that He made us Himself, that if we'll ask in His name, we ask believing in His name, trusting in His name. That's the only way you can ask. Amen. A name's a name unless it's something, the one that you believe in, the one that you put your trust in. And then He said, I will do it. So I'll take care of that, praise God. So we have that prayer of faith that God has gives us, Lord, have God. That's why James was so specific about that, that prayer of faith that we pray for those that are sick, those that are afflicted, those that are in sin, praise God, those that are misaligned with the world, praise the Lord. He said, we'll just ask in faith, pray in faith that we might receive. So the prayer of faith, praise God, it rests on the promises of Christ. Not only does the prayer of faith rest on the promise of Christ, but the prayer of faith relies on the purpose of God. The very purpose of God. Look at Acts chapter number 4. Acts chapter 4, verse 23. The Bible says this. He said, in being let go, they went to their own company and reported all the chief priests and elders said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voices to God with one accord and said, Lord, Thou art God, which has made heaven and earth, that sea, and the sea, and all that in them is, whom by the mouth of Thy servant David hath said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against His Christ, for the truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom Thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and with the people of Israel, were gathered together, for to do whatsoever Thy hand and Thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, hold Thy threatenings and grant unto Thy servants, behold Thy threatenings, grant unto Thy servants, that with all boldness they may speak thy word by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child, Jesus. And when they had prayed, and the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Amen. So we see that the whole prayer of faith relies and is encircled by, praise God, by, relies on the purpose of God to preach the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ, to lift up the name of God Almighty, praise God, to a lost and dying world. And God, according to His purpose, He hears that. He likes that. He likes it when we praise Him. He likes it when we give Him glory. He likes it when we get excited about who He is. He likes it about, praise God, when we stand up against the circumstances, praise the Lord, in this world, and we press on anyway, and we just keep praising His name, and we keep telling people about Jesus, lifting up that precious blood-stained banner of glory, hallelujah. And He begins to minister to our hearts and to minister to other hearts, and God's purpose is fulfilled. Amen. Praise God. The prayer of faith. Amen. In the purpose of God Almighty. It relies on God's purpose. God's speaking out, praise God, through His people. And He sends the Spirit to fill His people, to overshadow them, praise God, to overflow them into a lost and dying world, so that people can see Christ Jesus as He is, the Son of the Father. Praise God, full of grace and truth. Amen. Ready to minister to all who will believe. Amen. A prayer of faith, trusting in the Lord according to the purpose of God. They laid it out. They said, hey, listen, this is God's purpose. This is why we're here. They tried to shut us up. They want us to be quiet, but we won't be quiet. The world we live in today wants us to be quiet. They'd like for us not to say anything about Jesus. They'd like just to kind of, meet together and have little solemn assemblies and then go home just as sad and downtrodden as we came. Amen. But Jesus, praise God, didn't design it to be that way. According to God's purpose, glory to how God, He purposed that we'd lift up the name of Jesus and get excited about it, and the Holy Ghost of God would begin to minister in our hearts, minister to us, and He would minister through us. Praise God. The prayer of faith. Amen. It relies on the purpose of God, the purpose of the gospel, the purpose of the Spirit, the purpose of God's plan. Amen. You know, God's the architect of the world. He's got a plan. Amen. All this isn't just happening. It's not just circumstance. It's not coincidence. It's all a part of God's plan. You say, well, preacher, how come it gets so difficult sometimes? Because we live in a difficult, sin-cursed world. Because our forefathers messed up. Amen? And we're paying the price from generation to generation. Praise the Lord. But one day in a little while, praise God, we'll be with Jesus where He's at. And all this will be behind us. The Bible says one day in a little while there'll be no more curse. Amen. I was talking to Todd today, and he said, boy, I said, I'll be glad when I get on the other side where I won't have all these aches and pains. He was talking about hurting so much. I said, praise God, I'm glad I get over there. They don't need no pain or sorrow. Amen. We'll be in a place, praise God, where God Almighty, we'll give Him glory and praise all the time. And they won't have we won't get up of morning hurting. It'll just be good morning all the time. Amen. It'll be an endless day, glory, hallelujah. There'll be no darkness or shadow turning, praise God. It'll just be the glory of the Lord all the days of eternity. Start saying all days of our life, but we'll be eternity. Amen. Hard to think on, ain't it? Amen. We get bogged down here a lot of times. We think about, the day and tomorrow and a week and a month and a year. Amen. Even a decade, sometimes we'll look ahead 10 years. But praise God, just think about an eternity where you'll never have to think about time. Amen. Don't have to worry about tomorrow. Amen. But praise God, if we got the Lord, the Bible said tomorrow will take care of itself. Amen. We put our faith and trust in the Lord. But the prayer of faith relies on the purpose of God. Not only does it rely on the purpose of God, but it reckons on the power of God. Amen. It's on the account of the very power of God. God's power that ministers to our heart in Acts chapter number 1. He said this in verse number 8. He said, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Amen. He said, the power of God is going to come upon you, praise God. It's the power of God that's going to take. He said, the prayer of faith is according to the power of God. It's not our power. It's the power of God, the power that God gives us. He said, I have all power in heaven and earth. Praise God. But he said, I'll give you. He told him, he said, hey, you hang out with me, praying out with God until you're empowered from above. He said, then we receive that power from God. Amen. We count on that power. We trust in that power. We consider that power that we don't have, that he has, that he's promised to give to us. Amen. Did you ever think you'd have the power of God? Amen. Without it, we could do nothing. But praise God, I'm glad we have that power of God. Just think about it. Amen. To reckon it, to think upon it, to just take into account the power of God that's given to us. That's why in Acts chapter number 1, verse 15 or 14, they'd say this. It said, these all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. Amen. Why, the prayer of faith, praise God, had done come to them. The power of God had done come upon, reckon unto them. They received that power. They come together in one mind and one accord, praise God, and in the prayer of faith, just praying and talking to God. Have you ever noticed they never got in a real big hurry to get out of prayer meeting? Amen. You never hear talk about how they rushed through it and they got done so they could run home and do this and do that. The Holy Spirit never tells anything about how these people were in a hurry. But he says that these all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication. They wasn't in a hurry. They continued in prayer. They were continuing prayer. They continued talking to God. They continued, praise God, just being in fellowship with one another and just talking to the Lord. Don't you know how that pleased God? Oh, we get in such a hurry, we can't take time to pray. Amen. And when we do, we're usually so wore out, we can't stay awake long enough to get done.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, devil, rock you to sleep. But praise God, the power of faith, praise God, it reckons on the power of God Almighty, the power in the presence of God. Not only is that, but the power of faith, it responds to the Spirit of God. Hello? It responds to the Spirit of God. Have you ever thought about that? It responds to the very Spirit of God. Look at Ephesians chapter 6. Very familiar passage, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18. He's talking about putting on this battle array, if you will. In verse 18, he says, praying always with all power and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Amen. He said, praise God. He said a prayer of faith responds to the Spirit of God. When our spirit gets hooked up with the Spirit which lives in us, and we begin to talk to God, and we begin to call out unto Him, and we begin to reckon that He is God, and His power is manifest in us, and His power will be manifest to us, and we will pray asking because He knows He hears, and He answers prayers, and we know that we have those petitions that we've ask of God. It's just as if it's already been done when we pray a prayer of faith. Prayer of faith makes a difference. Amen. Praise God. The prayer of faith responds to the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God ministers to our heart when we begin to pray according to His perfect will and His way with His purpose, praise God. Looking for Him to manifest Himself in what we're asking. Amen. Have you ever just prayed and thought, you know, just kind of shut your eyes and try just to envision God moving in that circumstance? I do it all the time. I can't help it. I guess I've got a vivid imagination.
But I'll pray, and I'll be praying for somebody, and I'll be praying that, you know, that they need healing, they need touch, or they need salvation. And I just pray, and I just pray that I can just see God just reaching down from portals of glory, reaching through the Holy Spirit down into them, and just touching their bodies or touching their hearts, and you know, massaging into from their head to their heart, and making those changes in them. Amen. As you're praying, you just have to pray faith. Believe and praise God that God Almighty is working in His perfect will. Amen. Praise God. The prayer of faith. Now, the prayer of faith not only responds to the Spirit of God, but the prayer of faith rejoices in the answer of God. When God answers, the prayer of faith rejoices in the answer of God. You remember when in Luke chapter 1, when the Bible says that Zechariah the priest was going in to minister in the temple, and said his wife Elizabeth was barren and she didn't have no children. And he was praying, he was asking God. You know, he had for years and years he had asked God for children. And the Bible says in Luke chapter 1, in verse number 10, and he said, while the multitude of people were praying without at the time of incense, which he was offering up, Zechariah, and he said, and there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing in the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled and fear fell upon him. But now watch this. He said, but the angel said unto him, fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard. That's that prayer of faith. Amen. Thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son. And thou shalt call his name John. Now watch this. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. The prayer of faith, praise God. The rejoicing of the answer of God. When we realize that prayer has been answered, what an exciting time it is. When we realize, praise God, that we have talked to God, praise God, in a prayer of faith, and God's heard that prayer, and He's answered that prayer, and He's moved upon our lives. He's touched that object. He's touched those people. He's touched that situation. And we just praise God and give Him glory for what He's done. Thanking Him from the depths of our heart, praise God. Because without Him, we can do nothing but praise God because of Him, because He hears us, because He hears a prayer of faith. He moves on that, praise God. And we rejoice in the answer that He gives us. Amen. We have folks that's sick. We've had folks that's, they've said, you know, was on their, basically on their way out of here. And boy, I tell you, we've prayed and agonized with God, and God's heard and answered those prayers, and they're still here today. Amen. Praise God. The rejoicing we have over God answering our prayers. That's why He'd say the frequent, fervent prayer of righteous men availeth much. Praise God. Amen. The prayer of faith that we pray, touching God, and then rejoicing when He touches us. Can you imagine old Zechariah come out of there and couldn't say a word? Amen. Couldn't say a word. But glory, hallelujah, God done exactly what He said He'd do. Elizabeth conceived in her womb. We know who He was. He was John the Baptist. Praise God. And He's filled with, the Bible says He's filled with the Spirit from His mother's womb. When Mary would salute Him, praise God, said John leapt in Elizabeth's womb for joy. Praise God. Because of rejoicing. He was rejoicing because He was the answer of God. Amen. What a fellow. What a person. He come out and dressed in camel's hair and eating locust and wild honey. Amen. Glory. Now, we make that think about a bad thing, but it wasn't the bugs. It was those little old fruits that we had over in Israel that tasted like chocolate. Amen. Chocolate and honey wouldn't be too bad a breakfast. Amen. Because God had answered prayer. The prayer of faith makes a difference. Amen. It rises up when we pray and we seek God's face and we see what God wants to do. And as John tells us, praise God, he said, the prayer of faith shall save the sick. We just have to have a prayer of faith. Amen. Our prayer of faith. We have to pray believing. Jesus said that we shall, and we shall receive. That we might receive. That we will receive when we pray a prayer of faith. Believing in God. Trusting in the Lord. Because He's made us His promise. That's why He said, if you ask anything in My name, I will do it. Amen. Praise God. That's a verse you ought to take to heart. Amen. Take it and apply it and memorize it. Amen. And every day, just ask the Lord, believing He will. Ask in His name, because He will do it. Amen. Praise the Lord.